as is virtually Erev Yom Kippur. And my thoughts are thinking of those closest to us, our family and our Talmidos, alumni, near and far. I'm thinking of you as I spell for Machasim HaTova, for all of you and all of Klal Yisrael who need so much Yeshua in a world that has gone insane. In the 50 years of Chinuch, being involved in working with Talmidim and Talmidos generations, I've seen a world that has gone from semi-sanity to a world that's completely insane. In a world that is so loud and so intrusive and has come to muddle our thinking and our values, completely shot it to pieces, what we always thought was normal type of life. A world that has been intruded by technology that is so loud and invasive, has affected every one of us in so many ways. Where can we find a moment of sanity, of peace, without being invaded by all that's going on out there? This Erev Yom Kippurim, we think of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, how we are in his hands. We are dependent upon him every day, for every breath, for every step we take, for every decision we make. And we're mispalo that he should give us a year of Barucho and Hatzlocho and Nachas and Panosa and good health and sense of Sipuk Nefesh, that we can be satisfied with the activities of our life. This morning we're davening, as we've been saying now in Slichas for these many days, Aneinu Hashem, answer us as you answered Avraham Avinu, as he brought Yitzchak on the Hakedah on Har Moriah. It is interesting to note, when you read the parsha of the Hakedah, where do we ever find that Avraham Avinu was mispalel to Hashem to spare him from the ordeal, from the Nesoyan, having to bring his son Yitzchak on the Hakedah? We don't find that. We find the opposite. We find the opposite, that Avraham Avinu wanted so badly to carry out the mitzvah that Hashem had given him. Kachis Bincho, as Yechidcho, Shohavto, as Yitzchak, Valeo, the Ola. He was so excited to do that, because that was the Ratzon Hashem. And he wanted, even he asked Hashem, at least let me spill at least a drop of blood, something that I should fulfill your tzivui. So we don't find that he was ever a mispalo. What does it mean? Answer us the way he davened, like you answered him when he davened on Har Moriah. What did he daven for? Doesn't say. I heard from my father, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, an unbelievable thought. Avraham Avinu, at that point, that he wanted to bring his son as an Hakedah, he was being asked to do something that was contrary to everything that he was told till now. Till now, he was told that the whole future of Klal Yisrael, the whole future of the world, depended upon this child. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Hallelujah. He says, Rabbanu Shel Olam, what do you want from me? Here you told me to to, my future is in Yitzchak. And now you tell me to bring him up as an Ola? Create tremendous confusion. Chas v'shalom, I can lose my amuna. I don't know what to believe. I could be confused. I'm a spala to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't let me lose my amuna. In a world that's gone crazy, we can lose our amuna, chas v'shalom. A world that we look around, we don't understand. What does Hashem want from us? What is his message? In this country, we have a president who is a vile person, Midas Magunas, not a very dignified person, and yet he has done so many good things that seems that would be encouraged by the values that we have. His love to us that showed at least externally to Pali soil. And he has so much good things that he wants to do to make things right, but he's confusing. Here we have a person who personally is not someone we would want to emulate. And yet he's doing good things. How does Hashem work through a person like this? In Eretz Yisrael, we're confused. We have a country that has so many contradictions. On one hand, there's tremendous secular values. On one hand, we have a prime minister who's totally, probably corrupt like all of them. Yet, he supports Torah. Torah is coming, growing in Eretz Yisrael under his leadership all these years. It's an amazing thing. We can be confused. What is Ravon Hashem saying to us here? We have a world that is flooded with tuma, and yet we have more Torah, more yeshivas, more mesiakos, more kolli, more chadora, more Torah than ever before. There's so much reason for us to get confused. But we have to do like Avraham Avinu. We decide that the Akedah is not so much the Akedah of the body of Yitzchak, but it was the Akedah of the mind of Avraham. He put his mind on the altar. He says, I don't understand, but I want to do what the Rabban Shalom tells me to do. I don't understand how he's running this world. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I know what he wants from me. He's told me what to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm reminded by my father, Chana the Bocha, when he went to visit the Chofetz Chaim. And he came in Friday night to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim was reading Chumash. It wasn't the parsha of the week that it was reading. He opened a Chumash, and he was reading anywhere. He started reading, Ki Savoyu El Ha'ochetz, Hashani, maybe Hashem Shoma, different parts from a different parsha. And he started to translate it. Ki Savoyu El Ha'ochetz, you will come to the land. You will come to the land. He translated it. You meant you're coming to the land that you think you're coming by yourself. Of a God, but Hashem says, no. You're not going to come there by yourself. It's not going to be successful until I bring you there. Mama's prophetic words. We thought we were coming back to Israel 70 years ago. It's not so simple. Created more anti-Semitism than ever before. Didn't solve anything. It created problems. Rabban Shlomo says it's never going to be really successful until Ani maybe Eschem Shoma. Will I bring you there? Will I bring you with Mashiach? So my father asked the boys over there, the Chabochim and Yeshiva, what's the Chofetz Chaim saying? What is he saying here? So he says, Chofetz Chaim said, explained to us that the world is so weak in Amunah. There's no Amunah anymore. That the Bolsheviks, the communists, They uprooted all vestige of Amunah Pshuta. He says he wants to read Chumash like he read Chumash in the Cheder by his Rebbe. His Rebbe touched every word. Our challenge today is in this crazy world, in the insane world we live, we have to build in ourselves and our families and our children the amunah pshuta, simple faith like little children. We don't have to come to do our research to bring proofs. It's all very nice, but it boils down to have amunah pshuta in hashkacha pratis to our punish like runs this world. That ain't Adam Nokia, that's both. Mata, you don't even stub your toe until Kadosh Baruch Hu decrees it. My dear alumni, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bench you. That was you go into this Yom Kippur. That was you follow for a Muna. But it's going to help us understand how to go forward in a crazy world, in spite of all the noise. In spite of all that impurities, in spite of the invasion of the pollution that we emit around us, Yaakov will help us that we can raise our children, that we go forward in our lives, that in our business, in our panosa, that we should do it with a munah pshuta, no matter what happens, when the Kabbalah, what Yaakov Shmuel says, for good and for not good. Whatever he does for us, Rabbi Kabbal, the Chomer Decha, the Chomido, Mido Shemodah, whatever he gives us, we accept it. It's Hashem's will. Hashem should bench you all with a Gemal Chasima Toivo. Every one of us should be blessed with that bracha that we wish for ourselves. In Balei, Adonai, Omish Alas, Leib Kem, with Toivo, Amen. Okay.
We'll cut it off, yeah.
But I said, amen. Oh,